Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro from you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always doing his way. From the Bay to the Valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Take it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he takes the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. Is it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in the session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop. Connect with your handheld device. So tell your cousin and your friends about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard Soul Kitchen Radio, man, let me tell you, Soul Kitchen Radio, Slick Rick Camacho, Soul Kitchen Radio, Big Ol' Meezy, Soul Kitchen Radio, Crazy Bald Heads Down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandma this is Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio. New Music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, 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 yo.
You getting ate by the hell was that?
Wait a minute, what is this? Halloween time, babies. A day for the devil to play. Today is the devil's playground day. Man, so it's going to be crazy. Look, I just pulled up. I'm in Oakland. I pulled up behind a Danville police car.
That's big. What part of Oakland is that? Danville. Oh, so they called in all the troops?
They called in everybody. I'm trying to, you know, the hardest part about being in Oakland is finding a parking spot, you know. So I see the news van, so I'm going to go swoop over on that area, try to find me a parking spot where I ain't going to pay out my ass. I'll give them Christmas candy or Halloween candy to park.
All right.
You know, so, yeah, it's Halloween day, and there's a protest like crazy. Did you see all the crazy shit that was going down? I want to know what is, like, the presidential candidates and all that stuff. How is this going to affect the voting next year for the presidential race?
Man, I think they're going to keep it going. They're not even, I mean, they see it and they try to acknowledge it, but they don't know. They're still trying to. The crazy part, and maybe you could figure it out while you're down there, is try to get a consensus on why everybody is down there in general. Like, I think everybody, even in the government, is like, man, why are they there? Like, what purpose are they serving? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? When it really get cold, like in December and shit, and then it really start getting cold, are they still going to be out there, you know, with campfires and whatnot? I mean, that's going to be a horrible picture to show, like, during Christmas time and shit, they had them all out there in tents and whatnot, while people trying to shop and whatnot. So I don't know, man. It's only going to get worse, I feel, unless they get some leadership and somebody stand up and say, oh, this is what we about.
Yeah, you know, my main question is what does the government have to do for everybody to go, all right, cool, I'm going home now? You know, what has to be done for that to happen? Anything? Is there anything? There's definitely not a short-term solution to what's happening in Occupied Oakland, Occupied Wall Street, Occupied Denver. I heard they was occupying Walnut Creek last week. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to find all that out today.
Yeah, I don't know how many people trying to get YouTube. You see how many people out there trying to get YouTube footage and try to be stars, you know what I'm saying, trying to be
occupied celebrities
and shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, I know Hammer was down there not too long ago. He was taking pictures and whatnot. You know, I don't know if everybody's just down there. I don't know if people down there for the good photo op or if people really, you know, give a damn. But it's hard. Like I said, it's hard for you to figure out if you're for or against, because you don't know exactly what everybody is out there for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I found a spot. I see all the tents. I'm going to try to find a parking spot now and walk on over there. But guess what? I loaded up. I got ready today. You know, I didn't just run out here. We have Ricky Mena. Ricky Mena Music. He's coming on at 11:30. So I sent you to his YouTube link. And hope you got a chance to check some of it out. But let's do this real quick, because I did get ready for Halloween. So let's get into the Halloween spirit with a little Michael Jackson Thriller right here. I saw Kitchen Radio. It's on Meezy. We'll be right back.
Hello.
thirst of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Big O Meezy, TGC, the Great Communicator, and you're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. So, hey, that was that good thriller right there. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. Camacho, you find a parking space yet?
Nah, I just hit a. I actually found a garage that is only $4 an hour, so that's good. But I tell you what, I came out here last week and I went to work out. At downtown Oakland, I hit the garage, right, at 24 Hour Fitness, mind you. I paid $12 for that hour I was working out.
But you know what? Can I be all the way real with you? Just paying,
at least when
you pay, when you go there, you got a little bit of peace of mind. But just parking your shit on the street, man, I'd be nerved up. Like, I wouldn't be, like, you know what I'm saying? I want to go back. You feel me? You don't know if you'll come back in your window busted or some shit, your car just gone. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I that peace of mind is well worth it because you are in Oakland, and Oakland is what it is. You know, I'm parked now, and I'm parked right next to the protest, so it's all good. So if anybody's out there and you're listening and you see me tweeting Occupy Oakland and you're out here at the protest, call in 714-694-4150. Tell me where you are, and I will be there to be square, and we'll talk. It's all good.
I think you should just try to find some people, and this is when your expertise and crack expert journalism in the field is gonna come in handy. where you gonna go in there in the midst of the people. And you go get their opinion on shit. You smell me? Like, really
exactly.
Go out there.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, boy. So that's going to be right there, boy. That's going to be big. I can't wait to see that.
Because you know what? This is something that we did last week. Let me tell you, Brian's not on the phone right now, but Brian, you know, you remember I canceled last Monday's show, right? Because we did a special because Brian was like, ooh, I'm going to be at this Dolphins party. It's going to be off the hook. You know, Monday night football. Man, Brian did not interview one person that was at that Dolphins party.
Wow.
You know, and I was highly disappointed. So when Brian calls in, you let him know that you didn't appreciate not being able to do the show for that Monday because of his ass.
Wow.
No. And also, you know, I got my
you
got my Halloween drops.
You tell me the goodies was on here. Oh, you bullshitted. Hold on, man. Your shit is labeled, man. You got your shit labeled but it's so many. We're gonna have to eliminate some of this shit is what it is.
Yeah, that's why I label those with a big H.
Yeah, as we go through the whole show, man, I want y'all to bear with me because I'm going through all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's just calling in and just tuning in. Let me tell y'all what's happening today. The homeboy Camacho is out there at the Occupy Oakland, in the town, in the city, about to give us the blow-by-blow, try to find us some people to really tell us what's happening with this Occupy Oakland thing. The whole movement in general, right, Camacho? You know, you're going to find out the whole
right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. We're going to talk about why they're out here. What was what?
Okay. Maybe his call dropped. You still there, Camacho? Okay. While we wait on him, let's listen to this right here. Hold on. I gotta go through it real quick while we're here. Happy Halloween, everybody. Hold on. We see 510 came through, 781 just came through. What's up, y'all? It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We got the homeboy Camacho out there, Occupy Oakland. He about to tell us a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, Camacho, you back? Did you get back on? Okay, is people out there dressed up with costumes and whatnot?
No, I don't really see nobody dressed up. I see a news van. I'm headed right into, I wish I could be you streaming all this right now, because I'm headed right into to the tent city. I don't see. Oh, somebody's over here talking. So I'm going to see what's going on.
We got Rick Camacho live in the field at the Occupy Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it in. He's mixing it up. 510, who's that?
That's Mike.
What's up, Mike?
No, I'm 781.
781, what's up? Why? You on here? You on the thing?
Yep, over here. Thank you, my friend. I'm just trying to do good because I've already done bad.
Hello. It's good to do bad sometimes. You don't want to be status quo, throw a little wrench in the program sometime. You understand?
I have
a question for you. I'm live on the air right now on the radio show, online radio show. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on? I'm sorry. Okay, I just barged in on a meeting. Okay, I'm just...
Camacho got flashed on live.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, come on over here for a second. So I got somebody with me right now. Hold on, let me get the speakerphone going. Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your name, sir?
I go by Sweet Potato.
Sweet Potato, and look, he got red hair, and he looked like a sweet potato. A big sweet potato guy. What's happening, sweet potato?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
All right. So what's the Occupy Oakland about? That's like we've been talking about the last couple. By the way, I'm Rick Camacho from Soul Kitchen Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
You know, since it started off. You know, the big thing started off of Wall Street. Then it moved out here, and now we got Occupy San Francisco. We got everything, and we're really kind of confused about what the whole thing is really about.
Really helpful.
Occupy
Wall Street or
Occupy?
Is it the same? Is it different?
It started because we Occupy Wall Street started with that call out, to take our government back from the banks, take our government back from the corporations that control the politicians, and to try to institute a real democracy in this country.
All right.
That's what it's about. And Occupy Oakland specifically, when people started organizing this, people what we wanted to focus on is Oakland issues, specific to Oakland.
Like the mayor and the police brutality and stuff like that.
Absolutely, police brutality, the gang injunctions.
I think a lot of it started with the Oscar Grant thing.
Yeah, a lot of people came together with the Oscar Grant movement, Oscar Grant organizing.
The killing,
And that helped bring a lot of people in the community together, people from different backgrounds. It was just so glaringly apparent as a police brutality thing. Nobody could really argue against what OPD does and how horrible they are. So, a lot of people got together on that, and that helped kind of bring a lot of different groups together behind that. So this was pretty easy to get going, pretty easy to mobilize this action, this occupation, because so many groups are already working together.
Right. You got any question for Sweet Potato on Meezy?
Yeah, you said the movement started, or the Occupy Oakland pretty much started with the Oscar Grant verdict, or the whole case. Is that what he said?
No, it didn't start with the Oscar Grant verdict. I was just saying that so many different groups were already working together because of the Oscar Grant movement. That when this started, when the call out for action happened for this, this was only 4 weeks ago. It was a week before we started the occupation. It was a call out for an Occupy Oakland organizing meeting or general assembly, and then so many people were able to network and get a lot, hundreds of people there for the initial organizing group meetings. Just 1 week, we started, the first meeting was the Tuesday before the Monday of the occupation starting. So it's only been 4 weeks altogether, and 3 weeks of that has been the actual occupation. So it came together really fast. It came together really fast because so many groups are working together already with Oscar Grant movement.
Okay, would you say that all the other movements throughout the nation, is it basically, if you have something, is it just Wall Street, or is it the government in general, or just is it just not buying by a status quo that everybody, regardless to whatever your gripe is, everybody is occupying it, or is there a top two things that these are the top two things that we are all unified in saying we are against, or this is why we're occupying? What's the top two things you would say?
First thing, I think it started off with a call out for Occupy Wall Street, but then it's grown rapidly. Right now, there's over 300 different occupation actions around the country, but there's over 1,400 around the world in 90 different countries. So it's not just a problem we're facing in America, a problem we're facing in NAFTA countries or whatever. It's a global problem of corporations taking control of the government through paying off politicians, through problems with campaign finance. Nothing gets passed in Congress in the U.S. or other governments without it first going by the people who have the money,
right,
who control the government to begin with. It's really about corporations and people with money controlling. It's in the oligarchy where the power is in the hands of the wealthy and not in the hands of the people. This is not a democracy controlled by a small group of very, very, very rich people.
And it's crazy because when we think about it, a lot of it started, Egypt was occupied last year.
Absolutely.
And then Greece,
yeah.
All that stuff. And and as Americans, we look at the TV and we go, yeah, whatever, they're just going crazy down there. And now it hits us.
Yeah.
And so what needs to happen? What do you think the government could do to make everybody say, okay, all right, cool, what's going on?
The big part of this is that we're not asked, we don't have demand.
Right.
Occupy Wall Street doesn't have demands. Occupy Oakland doesn't have demands. And that's important because we don't feel that the government is in any position. They're controlled by the politicians, The politicians are controlled by the corporations, what I meant. And, to ask them for demands, and give us our demands. But we're not asking for, a little bit higher, money on, the minimum wage. We're not asking for, a little bit more benefits. We've been asking for the same shit for years.
Because it's okay. Let it all out. We're
online right now. Yeah, real talk.
We've been asking for the same stuff for years, and they've failed every time. We've been saying, stop the police brutality, no PD. But last Tuesday they came in here busting heads,
right,
put many people in the hospital, it's snatching people off the street. They had snatch squads going around, cops jumping out of vans, grabbing individuals off the street driving off of them. It's not and we've been saying this stuff for years, and the government doesn't do anything about it.
It's almost old school when they're trying to create their fraternity, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it, in Oakland, police brutality, has been a problem for years, with Oakland riders.
Right.
And
now is there a lot of Oakland police that are cool, that you walk around and you can talk to, or is it the whole police force is the enemies of the occupation right now?
I mean, until the police put down the guns, take put their badges down and, like, come to our general assemblies and, like, say that they're down? Like, as of yet, that has not happened. Like, as far as of yet, the OPD, like, they followed their orders of, like, busting heads and arresting people.
All right.
Like,
I mean, if somebody was even yelling last Tuesday that, we're here for you, we're here for you. You seen that? That was all over the news.
Yeah.
You know, and in a way, it's cool because the police aren't that 1%. You know, they're part of the 99% too.
I mean, they're workers, absolutely, but the cops are put in place to protect businesses, or to protect capital, to protect the 1%. They're here to protect the 1%, to protect, like, you know, all these banks and all these, like, big multinational corporations. That's what they're here to protect. They're not out there, like, shaking hands and getting to know neighbors,
right,
getting to know communities, and, like, that's not what they're here for. They're here to, like, bust heads, and that's what they're doing. They're following their orders. They're following their orders well. They're
right.
Sending, like, 900 cops from here to raid our car.
So
they didn't disobey the orders. They're following their orders.
Let me ask you another question. Out of everybody who's occupying, how many people out here got jobs that go to work and they come back and occupy?
I don't know about percent. Like, me personally, I'm unemployed.
Right.
And I'm here every day. I'm not here all day long, but I'm definitely here a lot. And there's a lot of people I'm friends with, people I've met here. They're able to spend so much time here. Because the economy here in Oakland is, like, pretty hard hit. Like,
right.
There's not, like, definitely not good jobs. And people that even have jobs are underemployed. Like, they're not working enough. They don't make enough money to meet all their bills every month. Like, so it's a struggle for everybody.
Right. You got another question, Omazing? We're going to let you take it go.
No, that was an excellent question, finding out if how many people down there are employed and how many people, you know, are taking off work. If they have time to do that all day, every day. My only thing, and we can ask some of the listeners what they think is like this machine, which is the government and these corporations, which finance all of these, everything that we do, you know, 24/7 from when we kids. These corporations have been, you know, like, it's Christmas time. We programmed to go buy toys for our kids. Like, it's no mystery that the corporations are what they are, and it's no mystery that when they took a hit, that they, you know, they knew what to do to get the money back. So it's like the only thing that, even with the movement of, you know, the Black Power movement, you know, as far as, you know, the 90s, you know, the only thing that's called that people understand, just like when they only turn the cameras on when somebody get busted in their head. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Dr. King and everybody was getting rocks thrown at them and all that when they was marching for the change that they wanted. You know, but them riots got their attention. You know what I'm saying? Burning shit down gets their attention. You know, I haven't seen not one Occupy person so far, this is me personally, say boycott this product. You know what I'm saying? If we so hell bent on these corporations, okay, you so hell bent against these banks. So these banks, pull your money out the bank then. Show me what you're really talking about. Why you got it? What kind of, pull out your ATM card. Pull out your B of A card. Pull out your Chase card. Pull out, you know what I'm saying? Don't buy no candy. Protest Halloween. You talk all that, be sure you want to sleep in the park, that's cool. But the only thing they trip on is the bottom line. When you know what I'm saying? When you boycott, if you got a problem with a football team, don't take your ass to the game. When you got a problem with this, with Orange Crush Soda, don't buy no more Orange Crush Soda. Because at the end of the day, they only going to follow, when the trajectory of their figures start to go down, then they can pay you some mind. But right now, they don't give a damn. They're not even tripping until you start hurting their pockets. And they just said that the Dow was over 400. They laughing all the way to the bank. Just like them cops who was probably about to get laid off. Now they laughing all the way because they got to stay down. Just like you said, Danville is down there at the park. Now they got to be down there getting paid while you collecting the unemployment. I mean, you got to see who really losing in the whole spectrum of the thing. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is that we're not saying it's just one corporation here or there. We're saying it's the whole system that's the problem. It's all the corporations. All the corporations got their, you know, their hands in the pockets of the politicians, and the politicians got their hands in the pockets of the corporations. Like, they're, it's all one and the same. Like, they're all together. Like, and that's what.
So
we're,
who are they? Who? But who are they? Let's point the companies out. They keep talking about the Koch brothers, but I mean, nobody's saying these are the people.
Like, I mean, the oil companies, the energy companies are definitely a big part of it, but we are saying it's like it's not just the energy companies; it's the whole system.
So we
like,
should ban. So we should not. We should not pull up. We should not pull up at Exxon. We should not pull up at Exxon and buy another tank of gas. If you represent 99% and the occupiers, then you won't purchase anything at this spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when Christmas time come around. Don't buy these jeans because this corporation is as greedy. I think we should just start calling out names and saying it's so broad. The stroke of the brush is so broad right now. It's saying Wall Street, but
Well, it's pretty broad. Like, yeah, but this Wednesday we have a general strike in Oakland where we're organizing to get every worker like to walk out of their jobs this Wednesday, and it's because
that's big.
And the show like a show of course that like. This community is united and that we're working together. And also this Friday and Saturday, or November 5th, is like it's a national call for like people to take their money out of the corporate banks and put them in the credit
union.
There we go. Everybody is a part of the credit union. Everybody has money in the credit union. Like every person owns a share of the credit union. And
right.
It's collective. So we're urging people to pull their money November 5th. Pull your money out of the corporate banks. Put it in like community banks and credit unions.
And we're talking B of A. We're calling out names on that one. B of A, Wells Fargo, Chase.
There we go. There we go. But you see, Camacho, you see what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? If you're going to take it there, you know, community organizations, you know, it's like, you know, if you're going to take it there, bro, they don't care. You can sleep out there all you want. The news trucks out there, they're getting paid to be down there. The police, they're getting paid to be down there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then you got so who's this rally has been sponsored by the Koch brothers. Drink up, like you know. What I mean? Come on, man, like you know what I mean. If you're gonna do it, like be real about it. Like I don't want to see nobody drinking Starbucks and shit. I don't want to see nobody walking around with their iPods. You know what I'm saying? Because all these people are part of the 1%. So as long as you're supporting the 1%, you're defeating the purpose. Do you understand that?
Well, you're not going to see me down here with a Starbucks cup walking around with an iPod, for sure.
Don't get it twisted. Hey, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I love all those products that I just was talking about. I'm sure a lot of people listening love all those products. All I'm saying is if what you're talking about is the companies and Wall Street and corporations and this, that, then – I don't want to see nobody playing Xboxes because EA Sports is part of the 1%. Nobody drinking coffee. Don't get in your car because that's whoever those corporations. All those corporations, those are all part of the 1%. So I don't want to see no support for them as long as people are calling out those companies and those corporations.
All right. Hey, this might sound contradictory, but if you want to hear the interview, you can download it on iTunes.
No more drugs for that
man.
No more drugs for that
man. Hey, it's good. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We out and about. We doing it real big. We got the boy Rick Camacho out there in the field. Occupy Oakland. Let me get some of y'all opinions, man. I want everybody all the phone lines is open, so everybody free to say what they want to say right now. What y'all think about what we were just talking about?
Mike,
I just really hope that at the end, everybody goes back and gets a little bit of what they're looking for, because. You know, it feels like people are out there, they're doing their thing, but at the end, I feel like, you know, I just want to be optimistic, but it feels like at the end, you know, they're just waiting for people to just wait it out, and then just everyone's just going to go home. I don't know if there's going to be any changes. I mean,
don't you think that boycotting some of the products, you know what I'm saying, and not feeding them while you protesting them, don't you think that's an excellent start?
Yeah, it's the excellent start. But the thing was with America, we're so used to, you know, getting everything and having a good, you know, luxuries in our life that I don't see people really cutting that off. It's almost one of those things where they want one thing, but at the same time, they don't want to lose certain little privileges and little good perks that they've always had. I mean, it's going to take a lot for Americans to really cut things off. But, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. If you can cut off certain things, then that's the only way we can really make some moves and changes.
It's like, you know, like it's like just like in the, you know, in the black community, if it's something that, you know, we take offense to, then we instantly, you know, we just boycott it. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna buy that no more. You know what I mean? I think that's what you need to do. Like if you really are against whatever corporation, then you need to call it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're definitely going to have to cut off Starbucks because they're at every corner. You know, take a break on the iPods because, you know, people can't live without those things.
They videotape it out there. You know, you're instantly putting it up on YouTube, which is probably part of the 1%. You know, a world star. I mean, I'm just saying. Don't be hypocritical. Like if you're against it, then don't support it. You can't have a bank account because you're paying them to put you in your condition, right? Camacho, you find somebody else yet?
Yeah, there's all kinds of people out here. Hey guys, what you guys doing, man?
Road construction.
Look, I'm with Soul Kitchen Radio. We're live on the air right now, all right? So it's the internet radio show.
Okay.
And I'm out here trying to figure out what's going on with this Occupy Oakland. Can you guys talk about it for a second?
How long have you been out here? What's your name?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Jackal.
I like that. Are you a former military?
No.
Okay. Jackal's out here for 3 weeks. He's doing road construction. If you can see what he's doing, he's out here
putting piles together
to make like walkways around the tents.
Yeah. It's. You know, I guess it'd be good to say in case of fire. Also, it's a good direction for people to know which way to walk.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been out here camping for 3 weeks?
I've been out here for 3 weeks.
Right.
That's as far into it as I want to get.
Right. So can you talk about what this occupation means to you? As far as what
it means to me.
Yes,
what it
okay.
means to me, and this is my opinion and my opinion only.
Okay.
Is what it means to me is that I feel there's a lack of community.
Right.
We built a community. I now know people I've never met before.
Right.
I'm working side by side with them. I'm actually supposed to be working right now, and you totally distracted me on it. But we ask our neighbors for help. We no longer have to ask faceless corporations.
Okay, faceless corporations. That's it. And Jackal took off because he's working right now. How about you, man?
But see, that's
here occupied. We
for a long time. Yes, sir.
Man, that's good. My name is Rick Camacho. I'm with Soul Kitchen Radio.
Okay.
We're live on the air. What's your name, man?
My name is Siyasi Alamatua.
All right. Hey, see, we got a Muslim brother out here occupying now.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh.
I got my man Big Ol' Meezy. I got my man Big Ol' Meezy on the phone. I don't know if you know Big Ol' Meezy. E-40's right-hand man. Right? Okay. Yeah, now you do. Now you know. We're live on Soul Kitchen Radio. Ol' Meezy got a question for you. Ol' Meezy, go ahead.
How you doing, sir? You out there? You been occupying for a minute?
Yeah, you know, I'm born and raised in Oakland. I should show my support somewhere.
Okay, that's real talk. How long have you been out there?
I've been out here since the first day that they marched out here.
And let me ask you this, we've been asking everybody, what does the whole movement mean to you? Like, what... If you could say if the government or the corporations or Wall Street did this, that, and the other, what would some of those things be?
Some of those names for me has to be Wells Fargo.
Right.
You know, I put my money into Wells Fargo, and they started charging me to use my own money. I was born and raised in West Oak, and you charge me to use your own money. You're in debt some way. How am I in debt when I put my money to hold it? They're going to charge me to use my own money.
B of A started doing that, too, remember? B of A, the big thing with B of A is they're going to charge you $5 a month if you want to use your ATM card. You know, now we're starting to get down to some some details about this occupation. And so what would it take for all these people to just pack up and go home? What would have to happen?
It's tax corporate. If you can buy a private jet and get a tax card off, but I can't drive six kids in the urban area to school every day and not get a tax write off myself, then I don't see what the problem is if you know I'm sitting driving kids to school doing a good deed, but he buying a private jet, but he get a tax write off because he spent about $700,000 on a jet and I'm spending $70 a day on gas.
Right, right.
See what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I said,
but you know, if you turn that driving the kids, get a business license, turn it into a business, then you can get the tax write off.
Yeah, true.
You know,
but you know, I don't do it for tax write offs. I really just do it for the heart. You know, I am Oakland. I've been living in Oakland all my life, so I look at it like if I can do something, I'm doing positive. You know,
cool.
I look for money.
So how long do you plan on being out here? What are you gonna do when it starts raining?
It's supposed to
rain on Sunday.
It's supposed to rain all this whole fall.
Yeah.
It ain't rained yet, and you know what I'm saying? But you white motherfucker. Yeah, you know, so. And when it rains, you pour.
All right. Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, Camacho. Hey, Camacho. Camacho. When it rains, it pours, bro.
When it rains, it pours, man. That's what it's doing out here. Live from Occupied Oakland, it's Rick Camacho, Soul Kitchen Radio. It's Halloween, everybody. So far, we're getting down to something. Everybody's talking about the banks. Did you get them pictures I just emailed you? I just sent you a meeting. It should be on your phone.
Yeah. You got the mayor. He want the mayor to go. Somebody out there want to see. I just think it's a whole bunch of different everybody. Some people got one thing. It's like a gumbo pot of. That's what I'm saying. You don't know. It all depends on what your interpretation of why you out there. Because everybody's because the first thing he said was Wells Fargo and the money.
Right, right.
You know the charges he getting charged. You know, so I say just like I said, then pull your money out the bank because they got other places that you could put your money in. You know what I'm saying. If you don't like Lay's barbecue chips. Don't eat them. Buy some other ones. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But they're probably made by the same company. That's the ironic part.
But eat some popcorn. I mean, you know, like, you feel me? Make your own. Get a potato, slice them holes, and fry them. Like, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, otherwise, then don't complain about it because you like them chips. They're your favorite. Because this is the hypocrisy about it, right, is I buy something for a dollar, right, and then I go back next week, and I buy it and it costs $1.05. Without even blinking, I'll be like, damn, it's $1.05 now? But the average person just say, okay, $1.05. We getting taxed all the time for stuff we don't even think. Like, if you just really just looked at different fees that just pop up, you know, you take care of a household, you know how many just fees, just unnecessary fees? Like, then say that's why you there. You know, like, I can understand that, man. We just getting taxed, man. They just own us, like, you know what I mean? But, like, unless you get a conservative, okay, these are our top two things that we pissed off about, all of us. Then you will see some movement because then they can say, okay, well, let me knock that out for you. You still mad? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. I just sent you a couple more pictures. One, the guy in the picture I just sent you, that's Sweet Potato. That's the guy we talked to earlier. So that you'll see why they call him Sweet Potato. He looks like one. But yeah, man, it's Mike. I'm surprised.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's on its way. It's on its way.
Okay.
So I'm surprised, Mike. Mike isn't in like one of these occupied things because you almost fit the bill just by the way you look and you know, and I could see you coming.
No
down
more
here
drugs
one of these things.
For that, man. No more drugs for that, man.
So Mike, I know you're in Boston right now, but if you were here, would you be out and about in one of these occupations?
Oh yeah, of course, man. Oh yeah, I'd be
they
out all
in,
over.
They got him in Detroit. They got him in Detroit, right? I mean, in Boston, right?
Oh yeah, they got him all over the place.
everywhere.
So have you went down there? Have you dipped your foot in there and just peeped and see what's up?
No, not too much. I feel like it's been some bad weather out of here, so unfortunately, I'm still.
I want to mess with it, but it's a little too cold.
Yeah, I mean, I support them. I mean, I you know, every morning I take out my binoculars, I climb the, the highest peak of a mountain, I look out and I wave to them and I, let them know I care. Yeah. And then I go back inside and make a sandwich. So, I mean, it's, but that doesn't mean I don't care. I definitely care.
Shout out to Divas 2 Radio on Blog Talk. They're actually out of Sacramento. She's the one that called in last week, and we were talking about this. And I went on their show on Saturday morning, and they're supposed to be listening today because they wanted to see what was going on with this Occupied Oakland. So shout out to them. If you are listening, call in. Talk to Omizi, 714-694-4150.
If you have something to say, call right now, 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
You come on like that?
Yeah, just like that.
so easily. Hey, but no, man, that's crazy. I don't know. Like I said, man, I think they need to start protesting some of these bands, some of these brands. I mean, and try to, in this Christmas time, this is when you really can hurt their pockets, because if you don't want to go that extra mile, that means you're not all the way serious about it, then. You just want to sit there and, you don't get no, action. You don't get no attention unless somebody getting their head, getting shot with a grenade. And then you want people to be feeling sorry for you. I wouldn't want nobody feeling sorry for me. You take a picture of me putting that fist up in the air, showing solidarity, but I'm not going to be taking no bean bags, no, none of that type of shit. Like, it's going to be crazy if I get shot with a pepper spray ball. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
If you're in the middle of it, there's not much you can do. I mean, it's almost like you're putting yourself in that position, And I can tell you right now, when I'm looking around here, and nobody's gonna be celebrating Christmas around here. It's not one of them parties.
Wow.
They're not. I don't know. Can't stereotype. If most of these people probably have kids, but they're probably older kids, or it's a lot of young hippies.
It's like this. If you let's say you you had a job, you had a nice house, and because of the bubble, you lost your house, and now you live on the streets, and now you at Occupy Wall Street. I can understand that 100%. I'm with you 1,000%. That was some bullshit, and the economy is messed up, and then I can say, oh, okay, they there because the economy tanked. But I would hope that at least, if you see, like I was seeing on WorldStar, it was another dude. He was like, if you're telling me you got a place to stay, you got a place to live, and you out here on the streets, and this is where I live, like before y'all came, this is where I've been living, then you're going to have to explain to me what this whole shit is about. You know what I mean? Like, because this is what I do for real. Like, I live this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you just talked to what, three people? Dude is down there getting paid. The dude that's putting up the barricade, right? He down there getting paid to do that. He's not like a volunteer.
No, he's not. They're taking pallets from all around the place, and dude is not getting paid to do that. He's taking pallets. He's running around with no shirt on, with all kinds of. That's. I asked him if he was military because he's got like a no evil tattooed on his eyebrow. Just a crazy looking white dude. He's putting pallets together so everybody could walk around the tents. He's an occupier.
Like a for real dude. Like he do that for real.
Yeah, he's doing it because he said he's been out here, dude. I can tell he don't got no job. He's just out here doing his thing. And he's probably a big supporter. He's probably right in the middle of that stuff on Tuesday. I don't see nobody getting paid out here.
We have to use a scalpel and not a machete to reduce the deficit.
Exactly.
Oh no, it's crazy, man. I wish them all the best, man. I hope no violence occurs. You know, all the mother movements, you know, that we've seen in the Middle East and all, you know, it was bloodshed, you know, so I hope it don't get to that. But, like, Occupy New York, there's going to be some people that's probably going to be dying out there because it's going to be cold as hell. It's already snowing right now. What you think it's going to be like, you know, in December?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be crazy. I don't know. I mean, maybe the government's hoping that'll stop it. Maybe they're just waiting for the snow to get so bad that everybody's – then they're either they're going to have to come out and stop it, people are going to have to get up and go, or the government's going to have to provide health care for them. And then is that where Obama comes in with his health care plan?
Hell no, they already shot that to the left. We just had somebody call in, 925-325. Who is that?
That's Ricky Mena.
Yep.
Ricky Mena, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. I'm actually in San Francisco right now. All right, guys. I'm in San Francisco. Just got the pressed up the CDs. Did the order today, so.
Are you at the Occupy San Francisco?
Nah, man. I'm pressing up an album, man. I don't know nothing about no bank recession. I don't know nothing about it, man. I'm just trying to get my bank is in my pocket.
Yeah, how are you?
How y'all doing?
Keep cash.
Oh man, it's good, man. We got Rick Camacho. He out there at the Occupy. I see the songs loaded up. Camacho, you got Beef. You got True Colors. Right? That's you. That's Ricky Mena, right?
Yeah, Ricky Mena.
Yeah, Ricky Mena. Yeah.
Ricky Mena. So since it's 12 o'clock, I think we should start off with one of them and just let them just go off into it. Just tell the people who you are and tell us what you got going.
Well, my name is Ricky Mena, formerly known as Venom, but I ran into a problem with the name because of an overseas fan. So all my fans that follow me know that. But it's Ricky Mena now, and I like it as a blessing in disguise because it's my real name, you know what I'm saying? So you can go to rickymena.com and see my whole bio. But I'm putting out a CD on the 1st of December, and I'm pushing real hard. I'm an independent artist. And I just do what I believe is real music. You know what I'm saying? My interpretation of real music, hip hop wise.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, Ricky. I seen that intro you did for Sway, man. And you didn't return my text, my tweet when I said, "Where's mine?"
Oh, I got you. They just no, good looking though because they just played that this morning for the first time on the Shay 45.
Cool. I was actually listening to Sway. Just so I can hear that. Go ahead and bust one of Ricky Mena joints, man. And when we come back, we'll talk to Ricky Mena and we'll do some more Occupied Oakland.
It's your boy Ricky Mena, and it's that this song Beef, man. Get a dose of it.
Yeah. When it's on, it's on. If you beefing, let's beef, motherfucker. Nobody afraid. You feel me? Ain't never back down, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you is? I know who the fuck I am. I feel I'm running out of time. I feel the seconds ticking off. Got a squad at my back. You don't want to piss them off. And the whipping, whipping off. Talking all the shit you talk. We ain't soft. Must be crazy if you think you walking off. If it's beef, then let it be. You know we ain't afraid to bleed. Ain't a gangster, but I know him. So I'm rolling like a G. Never flee the scene. Comfortable and lean. Relaxed in the back. In my lap's a magazine. Drunk and high as hell. Can't you tell that I ain't well? Out to get him when we hit him. It's like I hit an oil well. How they spitting out blood. Pouring out some liquor for my family up above. Like I'm pouring out the love, cause I don't feel none now. It's a bunch of motherfuckers in this place, but we the realest in the crowd. If it's beef in the streets, where we go to? So act like you know, bow down when we roll through. Beef.
Pain is at the paper of a money maker. I'ma make them pray they don't come my way, cause I'm a thief. Never let them walk around the streets without beliefs that I'm trying to creep. I ain't afraid.
My little goons packing tools before they got their letterments. Not the ones to bet against. Better than the elements. Surrounded by some clowns that's
evidence. Wreck 'em ball, wreck 'em all, knock 'em down and level shit. We don't talk amongst each other, bitch. We just settle shit. Push the pedal tip, lips fire automatically, sporadically like clips, like whoever it hits. Can't be stitched back together, bits and pieces remain. Most of both, but when I'm close, I bet they ain't what they claim. Never spark it off, cause you won't leave how you came. Just a piece of your mind could have you leaving your brains. And pushing too hard could have you leaking your veins. My folks are local, focus on them, and I bet you refrain. Won't provoke them if you know them, cause you know they insane. Because we built like locomotives, taking flights like planes. Peace. Haters have the paper of a moneymaker. I'ma make them pray they don't come my way, cause I'm a beast. Never let them walk around the streets, but I believe that I'm trying to creep. I ain't afraid of that beast. Knocking on their doors, sleeping on the floor, thinking they don't want no more. I'm a beast, ready for whatever, too clever to ever die. And have the motherfuckers this week. Speed is just illusion when you move as quick as I do. And beep is on your tail when you speed as thick as I do. Emotions like the ocean, it'll pull you like the tide do. Soon enough, I'm suiting up, come on, I wanna fight you. Never hesitate, ain't afraid to escalate the situation. See you shaking due to anger you create. I'm a monster, stuck inside a prison, can't escape. So we carry around bananas like a silverback ape till it's a wrap. And they gone, taking naps beyond the tape. No matter how we live, we gon' see the same fate. So bring it on, bring it out. Put your balls on the table from the cradle. Born a savage, got me thinking unstable. Be careful who you beeping with and whoever you sleeping with. They gon' do some sneaky shit to know what your secrets is. Keep it in, lead them in. You can't understand that I'm a man and I stand ready to be. Haters at the paper of a moneymaker. I'ma make them pray they don't come my way, cause I'm a beast. Never let them walk around the streets, but I believe that I'm fighting to creep. I ain't afraid of that beast. Rocking up their doors, sleeping on the floor, thinking they don't want no more. I'm a beast, ready for whatever, too clever to ever die. And here's the motherfuckers this week.
So, Kitchen Radio, it's your boy Big Ol' Meezy. That was jamming right there. What was that right there?
That was me, Ricky Manna. You understand me?
Oh, what?
my boy Indecent the Flatmaster did the beat on that one. He's out of Vallejo, you know what I'm saying?
What was the motivation on that joint?
Man, I'm not even the type of person really to just be beefing on motherfuckers. I'm really a leg. That person, bro. Once you start seeing a little bit of success and people in their minds blow it up a little more than it is, and jealousy hits, it's just, you know what I mean? And the motivation behind that was some real shit. People were coming at me, and so, you know what I mean? That was like my jab right there. Like,
that's what's up. Just to shoot it up in the air, just to let you know, huh?
Yeah, I'm just shooting up in the air, you know what I mean? But my music is not normally based on beefing or fighting and stuff like that. It's just, you know what I mean? That was one of those songs, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's what's up. When your CD come out?
Well, the song that you just played is actually on a CD that I came out with in February on Valentine's Day. So that one I came out with, it's called Momentum. That's what the beat track was on. And the new one I'm coming out with drops December 1st. And that one's gonna be on. That's gonna be called Ricky Manna, self-titled album, and it's the second solo album of the year for me. That's a good look.
We got this song called True Colors. What about?
Yeah, True Colors. It's just about, like, you know, like I said, tasting success. I've been having a really good year as far as you know, being noticed by like people who are legends in the game, as far as like. Cypress Hill and Sway, you know, just to name a few, and yourself and you guys at Soul Kid Radio. But it's just about the people backstabbing you that are close to you. The people that are closest to you could backstab you the easiest because they're so close, and you see people's true colors when the shit really goes down. And this song will be on my new album that's coming out. So this is like an exclusive being played right here.
Let me tell you a quick story about how me and Ricky Manna met, bro. I know and thanks for the shout out on that YouTube video. You know, there's some things about being a cable guy that you get to go into everybody's house. I went to hook up his internet, bro, and then we just started talking, and you know, and it goes from there. You know, that's one of the good things. Sometimes I don't even want to quit my job because I meet so many people. And then we hooked up, and that's how we met. I was at his house hooking up his internet.
Yeah. No, that was a good look, man. I was like, wow, okay. Okay.
So hey, when you first see the fat Mexican walk in your house, you don't think he got a radio show.
The first thing I thought was, he knows where the restaurants are. He knows where the restaurants are. Oh, I'll fuck with you.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was a good one. Shout out to Ricky Mena, man, and representing Pittsburgh, California, to the realest.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, 16 letters deep.
Oh, boy. Well, we on that True Colors, man. Y'all stay tuned. Soul Kitchen Radio.
When a bond sealed in blood is broken and lifelong friends become deadly enemies, their battle will take them to the gates of hell. For there is no hatred so bitter as that born of love.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, Wendisa. Yeah, Wendisa. Help me out on this one.
True colors locked away. When I'm not around, they got a lot to say, but that's okay. I'm down the interstate solo. Bumping me used to be like brothers.
They getting mad at me, I'm up in the lights. And since I last saw ya, like it's been a life. Never been a bitter type, never sing a sad tune. Shitting in the booth so much, call it a bathroom. I'm getting on, put my city on the map soon. And haters ass out, I call them baboons. Jealous cause I ain't been around much. It's like I'm so high that I never touch the ground much. Built it from the ground up, so it's only hard workers wearing tools around us. Same jewels, same call, same work ethic. You're talking got us wounded, it ain't worth a medic. You're pathetic if you thinking I'm a stranger. Go out of my damn way to get your ass some play. I'll let you take place atop my full plate. Even when I thought I knew you, I ain't seen your full face, huh?
True colors locked away. When I'm not around, they got a lot to say, but that's okay. I'm down the interstate solo.
Used to be about the love, but now they out there hating on me. Mad cause I'm dope and got the world debating on me. I'm fly, so they trying to put their weight on me. So when I see a talk about them, I don't say, homie, make them break necks. Wanna see me look a mile up. And not a problem in the world to put my smile up. I'm all riled up, outside palm looking. Saying that I slept, haters tell me how my palm looking. I can tell you how the palm's looking. On the beach somewhere while they on looking. Got them all shook and talking shit behind me. So that's where I'ma leave, I'ma live fused. Girl beside me bomb looking, I'm all bomb looking. I'm getting dressed up, hating from a friend to keep you awake. So rest up, life's a bitch, I'ma make her pull a dress up. Exposing all the pussies who two-faced and kept up.
True colors locked away. When I'm not around, they got a lot to say, but that's okay. I'm down the interstate solo. Bumping me used to be like brothers. Till I see true colors.
Something smell funny, I call the shit bad mouth. Yellow when I see him, I spot him like a cab's out. They taking rat routes, brain is like a maze to him. Couldn't hold me down in deep water if I'm chained to him. I don't go around him, I put my damn lane through him. Chump like my senses, I left him when I came to him. Get it if you don't play a backbone in the driver's seat, might as well lay it back. It's whatever to me, so whatever it be, leave a message at beef. Cause I'm going too high to hear apologies now. Only color I'm seeing is green on the prodigies now. Same haters wanna call me a prodigy now. Used to call me wannabe, guess what they calling me now? Successful, it's stressful but I am. It's why my true friends could fit inside my hand, yeah.
True colors locked away. When I'm not around, they got a lot to say, but that's okay. I'm down the interstate solo. Bumping me used to be like brothers till I see true colors.
Get your radio. That's Ricky Mina with that True Colors. You know what I'm saying? We back. So what else you got popping? What can we look forward to in the future?
Man, you know, the year's coming to a close. I got the new album, like I said, dropping December 1st of this year. So look for that one. It's self-titled. I'm real proud of the project. I wrote the whole thing, even the with my boy Indecent singing and all that. I wrote all that, and I directed all the singing, and I do all that. I got some big production from, you know, cats out in New York, doing it out in New York, from the UK and stuff like that. And so I really, like, spent time on this one, you know what I mean, and did it right. As far as after the new year, I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to be re-releasing, you know, my first album I did when I was 19, my second one when I did when I was 21, re-releasing that stuff. I'm going to release a mixtape that I recorded in Long Beach that's never been released, you know what I'm saying? That and then two work to be done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. You got some shows coming up?
Man, to be honest with you, I had a back surgery probably about 5 months ago, and the workers' comp has got the video cameras on your boy, so I gotta be. You know what I mean?
That's real tough.
Probably in December, I'm going to be booking, you know, because I got to perform when the album comes out. That's a definite must to push the album. So, I mean, you already know how it works. So, that's what I'm going to be doing. Probably and those dates and locations will be on my website at RickyMena.com.
So. All right, that's what's up. We had a couple more people just called in. We got 801 on the line and another 510. 801, who is this? 801? Oh, hold on. That's my bus. I got to take you off mute. 801, who this?
It's Young Pride, man.
Young Pride, what up? Why? What it do?
Nothing, man. Just chilling.
Did you just hit me? Did you hit me this morning, I think?
What's up?
Did you hit me this morning? You didn't hit me this morning. This big old me.
No, I didn't hit you. This big old. Oh, yeah. No, I hit you. I hit you yesterday, man.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, I hit you back on the drone. Let's talk about that. Did you hit me on the DM on the Twitter thing?
I got your number though.
Yeah, just call me. It's good. What it look like out there you in Ogden?
Yeah, it ain't snowing yet. It's starting to warm up a little bit, but usually that means some snow coming. So you know, it's around the corner.
Yeah, are they occupying out there? Are they occupying Oregon? In Utah?
Nah, not yet.
No, actually they are. We was just out there, but we went out there. They got all kinds of tents down to downtown Salt Lake though. In Salt Lake, I don't know about all of it, but they definitely got it in Utah. It's going down in Salt Lake.
Yeah, in Salt Lake. I thought you meant Ogden, but yeah, not out here in Ogden yet. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're on Washington Boulevard, set up shop, huh?
Yeah, we need to start one now.
Yeah, we got the homeboy Ricky Mena on the phone. We got another cut, you know what I'm saying, on here. He's from Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, California. It does exist. Yes, it does.
It's all kind of like factories and whatnot, right? Oh, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh is like a real industrial town, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of history. It's real small, but man, like the community of Pittsburgh is cool as hell. Like I love it. I love that it's a small knit community. That's where I'm from, but I'm trying to do big things. You know what I mean? And shout out to Pittsburgh because they show me so much love. It's crazy. It's crazy. They really.
Hey, let me break in real quick because I'm still alive at Occupied Oakland, and I found somebody who's actually feeding everybody here. What's your name?
Yo, what's up? I'm Alan.
Alan. Peanut butter and jelly and how long have you been out here?
I've only been out here for today, to tell you the truth.
Okay, are you going to be an occupier or are you just out here volunteering?
I'm volunteering. I mean, I'm occupying and volunteering at the same time.
Right. That's cool. And so where you guys getting the food and stuff from?
It's all volunteers. It's everyone just bringing food that like people think that they would like here. Whatever. Some people are just making full meals, signing up for that, and bringing them here.
So there's a sign-up sheet, so people want to sign up to come out here and help. Where do they go, like, occupyoakland.com or something?
I do believe. I'm not quite sure.
OccupyOakland.com. We're gonna say OccupyOakland.com if you want to sign up. If you want to come out here.
If you want to come out here and ask someone about that. Only good way.
So what's your big meal today?
I've seen peanut butter over there. Yeah, we got peanut butter and jelly pretty much
24/7. So a lot of people coming over here to eat. Everybody got plates. Where's the black beans and all that stuff coming from?
I don't know the specific person who gave it, but someone fixed a meal, brought it out.
Okay, cool. You got any questions on Maisie?
Nah. He's feeding everybody. That's a good thing. Shout out to him.
Hey,
I want to know.
You out there?
Yeah, you hear me? Camacho, how long do you have to occupy to be an occupier?
How long? What was the question?
How long do you have to occupy? Like, what certifies you to be qualified as, oh, I'm an occupier?
Okay.
If you go down there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a day?
What certifies you to be an occupier?
Certifies me?
Yeah. Anybody, not just you.
To feel that something is wrong, to come out here, whether or not you're educated about it or not, come out here, get educated, learn about what is happening. Like, you don't have to have any prerequisites to come out here.
Right.
You can learn a lot of things, a lot of diversity of people come out here.
I think answering that question is more like if you feel the pause, you know something's going on, and you feel like the government could do us better.
Yeah.
And then whether you're out here occupying, whether you got the handles, you helping out with food, or whether you're working seven days a week, you're still an occupier. 99%. There's only 1% that's running the country.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how you feel?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I do.
Okay.
It's like, we're feeding some people because the government is feeding some people. We got some healthcare units over here because the government's not getting healthcare.
Right. Yeah, and there's also a children's land out here. So are you guys planning on doing anything for Halloween? Candy? You guys expect kids to come out here?
We got some kids coming by to, like, give away some candy for them.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to your job. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man. Okay.
They said, Camacho, I was reading in the paper. My wife gave me the paper. She said, you got to see this. It says, it's in the Sacramento Bee. It says, the 1% unmasked. It says 99%. And it breaks down who are the top 1%ers. Because, you know, when you say we got to identify who the enemy
right.
is supposed to be, right? The 1% is the enemy, right? All right, this is who the 1% of earners are. They make the median income is $341,000. Well, let me break it all the way down. $341,530, I guess, per year or what have you. The median age is 52. The percentage of the 1% is 75% male, 85% are white, 85% are born in the United States, 29% have a bachelor's degree, 39% have a master's degree or higher, 81% they represent 81% of the labor force. 17% of them are military veterans. At the average, they put in 50 hours per week. So if you want to put so let me show you that everyone else is making the medium amount they're making is $35,000 per year. The median age is 49%. So it's like, I guess basically, so did you know that, Camacho?
It makes sense. I mean, it totally makes sense I didn't know the specifics, but I mean, anybody knows the 1%, you think about the 1% richest people, most of them are white, most of them own companies. They don't work 50 hours a week, they own companies.
You could be like a top doctor and make $341,000. Though I'm saying,
yeah.
You know, it's not like if you were telling me the people that the 1% were people that's making $100 million, like I could never
I couldn't
be in the same bracket. If I'm making $350,000 a year, rappers make that. You know what I'm saying? So that,
I mean,
so basically,
I mean, 40,
rappers,
40
there's rappers that make
one
that.
Of the 1%. You know,
right.
40
so
and 50 Cent and Too Short, all them. They could be part of the 1%.
No, there's no could be. They are. If you make $341,000, according to this article, you're part of the 1%. So this, and this is in today's paper. This is in today's paper. So that would surprise a whole bunch of other people, don't you think, if they just woke up this morning and say, "Damn, I'm part of the 1%."
I'm taking my pet down.
Unless you're a defector, so basically you're a defector. You defected. You defected to being a 1%. Now you are a part of the. You know what I'm saying? Now you come into the 1%. But you worked hard, like my wife was saying. You worked. Most of these people work damn hard. If you're a doctor and you're making $350,000, doctors that make $350,000 a year, man, plastic surgeons.
Hey, we got some live music out here. Let's hear some of this Occupy music real quick. Hold on, let me get to it. You guys are live right now, Soul Kitchen Radio. Here you go. Yeah. What's up, guys? I'm Rick Camacho. I'm with Soul Kitchen Radio. You guys are live right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to hear some of your music, so we're over here. How long have you guys been out here occupying?
I live down the street.
Here you go. Oh, you live down the street? So you don't need a tech there, huh?
No, I got a second big brick over. We're there in spirit.
So are you guys, like, off work today and just down there, or?
My day off.
It's your day off?
This is my lunch break.
It's your lunch?
I can.
Okay, cool. So, you know, we just read that to be the top 1%, you only have to make $350,000 a year.
Only that?
It's surprising because we think the 1% are like billionaires, right? But people like eat 40, 50 cents, they could all be 1%. Is that somebody? I mean, like, what do you guys think about that?
What I think about
it? Like, 340,000 could be part of the 1%. And the whole thing is a 99% against the 1%, right?
One thing you can take from that is it shows that if that's the standard for the top amount of wealth, it kind of escalates from there and goes up exponentially as rich as you can become. But it also shows a very large drop-off.
Yeah.
That there's probably a lot of poor people that bring that number down so much.
Yeah, like this whole 250,000 that Obama was talking about, right? Remember he was talking about 250,000, you're not going to get taxed. That kind of like brings that into perspective a little bit, I guess, if you think about it. But all right, I'm going to let you guys get back to jamming.
Because that $250,000 a year, I mean, that's a lot, but at the same time, you know, depending on your overhead, that's not really a lot, $250,000. So I think that's why he backed up off of that, the whole $250,000 thing. But now they're going to raise.
Backed up off of that $250,000 quick.
Oh, because, instantly, you know. Oh, instantly. Yeah, you already know.
All right, guys, get back to doing what you're doing. Soul Kitchen Radio, give us a call sometime. Send us some music if you make some MP3s. We'll play.
All right. Hey, so all Camacho, right. Hold on a second. We got another song. Let me bring Ricky back in. Ricky, what's good? You're going to have to give us – I need your opinion on the whole Occupy thing. Everybody, you can give me your opinion. You ain't got to be a part of it to have an opinion. What do you think about it?
I think that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if people out there, you know, if they're out there occupying, you know what I'm saying? More power to them. If they're doing something, if they're out there on the street eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know what I mean? Props to that is what they believe in, you know what I'm saying? But the whole 1% thing, a lot of people fall under that. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, the overhead thing comes into play.
I don't know your financial thing, but shit, I'm fighting to be a part of the 1%, right? You know what I'm saying?
Me too. I was just telling my wife, I want to be 1%.
No,
like, shit, I don't want to be stuck being a 99. I'm trying to be one of the part of 1%. Now that I know what the criteria is, shit, anybody can be a part of it.
I tell you what, this next song you got by Ricky Mehta has one of the 1%ers on it because he featured B Real. He featured B Real on this next jam.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 1% of his show. It's a whole bunch of them. Now we're going to start calling them out.
Does that include like a household income, or is that just like solo income? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
no, it's just
against your total income of $341,000 per year, basically is the median income. That's the average income, you know what I'm saying? And that, but this is somebody, this is the average person that's 52 years old. So you got to think, and he got a bachelor's degree. I'm talking about, you got to think, we're talking about the average person. Like, a lot of people got bachelor's degree, not a lot, but, you know. Every time I talk to somebody, every time I talk to a friend, they like, oh, man, I'm just going to, do my master's, I'm going to get my master's. Like, everybody getting a degree and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, but now you realizing if you make a certain amount of money, you part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I believe $340,999.
That's what's up. On that note, we're gonna get into this new this Ricky Mena featuring Be Real. I don't see the title of it because it wasn't long enough. What's the name of this song?
It's just called Me.
Me?
It's called Me.
All right, that's what's up, man. Soul Kitchen Radio. This that boy Ricky Mena, man, featuring Be Real. Me.
Yeah. Venom. Be real. From the Bay to LA, homie. Get it. They got me running at my destiny, killing off my enemies. The energy's relentless, every flow of mine is centerpiece, a masterpiece, yeah. Lead by example, I don't have to preach untouchable, so I don't have to pack a piece. Ain't a gangster, but I don't practice peace. If they hate, let them hate, that's just a form of flattery. If I have to be, I'm a piece of part anatomies, and I'm just warming up this piece of paper, just a practice sheet. Better tighten up your fucking strategies. Life is one time, and that's why I try and live it lavishly. Never letting up, it'll take a tank to flatten me. And since you can't see me, motherfucker, just imagine me. Our brains don't hold the same capacity to laugh on God's list of legends, nothing comes after me. Tell the jealousy, it's my life tragically. Just know it ain't a man on a planet that I'd rather be. Me, I don't need to fake, all up in your face. They ain't running out of pace, quite like me. A legend in the game, fortune, fame. They ain't insane in the brain like me. Trying to make a name, got it pumping in my veins. Running tracks like trains, can't do it like me. Looking in the mirror, no fear. What I see is a world trying to do it like me. It's an audio hustle, don't get lost in the shuffle. The missing piece of the puzzle, yes, I'm the cat with the muzzle. And if you're coming for trouble, we launching off like a shuttle. You got a chip on your shoulder, we put you back on the humble. See, we lead by example, and while we get in the paper, we can make you believers, even if you started to hate us. Now let's make a wager to see if you can live through the danger. You don't know me, homie, you shouldn't go fucking with strangers. Yeah, my crew is the thickest, and we live at the sickest. You wanna know what the trick is, but we don't give it to bitches. About to give you the business, on the draw, I'm the quickest for you busters and critics. I'm coming down with the vengeance, see I'm spitting the venom and rolling with venom and ready to get your attention with some momentum for our agenda. Coming out of the temple, going straight to the mental. See the plan was so simple, get on this fucking instrumental. Me, I don't need to fake, all up in your face. They ain't running out of pace, quite like me. A legend in the game, fortune, fame. They ain't insane in the brain like me. Trying to make a name, got it pumping in my veins. Running tracks like trains, can't do it like me. Looking in the mirror, no fear. What I see is the world trying to do it like me. Let me gather my composure, focus close to see it clearly. Spirit with heart, and they love it cause I'm speaking more sincerely. Let me gather my composure, focus close to see it clearly. Spirit with heart, and they love it cause I'm speaking more sincerely. Up and running to the summit, this is something I dreamt of. Aggression got me restless, getting better, I slept none. Feel my pain, I'ma spit till my death comes. A fire in my belly got me fighting for breadcrumbs. Retire when I'm ready, atop with the best ones. And name a better rapper, cause I never met one. I'm the best and you best believe it. And rappers are cadavers, I'ma shred to pieces. Years of practice till I master what I craft in each bit. I use a pencil, I don't need a fork to eat with. And I'm the guy you can't afford to beef with. My flow is breathtaking like no lungs to breathe with. Most can only dream of reaching levels I've exceeded. Turn these haters to believers, too unreal to believe it. I know I can only grow, up's the only way to go. And when I'm taking pictures, only time I pose. Me, I don't need to fake, all up in your face. They ain't running out of pace, quite like me. A legend in the game, fortune, fame. They ain't insane in the brain like me. Trying to make a name, got it pumping in my veins. Running tracks like trains, can't do it like me. Looking in the mirror, no fear. What I see is the world trying to do it like me. Let me gather my composure, focus close to see it clearly. Spirit with heart, and they love it cause I'm speaking more sincerely. Let me gather my composure, focus close to see it clearly. Spirit with heart, and they love it cause
tune into the baddest radio show on the internet.
It's Rick Camacho
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. We right back. We back at They Talk Can't Face Your Boy Big Ol' Measy. We just listened to me, Ricky Minna. How's your last name? I'll say your last name. I don't want to keep messing it. Minna, all right. I just want to make sure I ain't messing it up. That song right there was jamming, man, even though you had that 1% on there. You know what I'm saying?
He occupies that track.
I tell you what, he really tried to be an occupier. at least he did the trickle down effect. You know what I'm saying? You know, he reached out. That's big. He did that. You know, y'all shot a video for that?
Nah, actually, you know what's crazy is they hit me up. That's,
you gotta be
I did that song on MySpace was cracking. You know what I'm saying? So I did that song on MySpace was cracking. He hit me with an inbox message and said, "We're putting out this thing with the 20. Well, they feel it's the 20 best artists, you know, independent artists in the world, and they've been searching for 3 months, this and that, and they wanted to make me the poster boy to the whole shit." And I said, "Yeah." You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. Let me ask you, how did you hook up with Sway to do that intro? Because I know you said in the YouTube clip it said that it was invited. You were invited to do that intro.
Yeah, Twitter, man. He hit me on. Actually, it was Tech from the Wake Up Show. Tech from the King Tech from the Wake Up Show. You know, out in LA that he used to be on the show.
Right,
with,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And he hit me up and said, "Man, your music's dope." Because I have snippets of my new stuff, my Ricky Minna stuff, on my website. And he heard it, and he just basically, he forwarded it to Sway. Sway was like, "I'm feeling it. Have him do a drop." And then I did it, and it was, I did it that same night. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, shout out to Sway and Tech, man, because I'll tell you what, Sway hits me back every time I hit him on Twitter. You know, that's
yeah, cool.
A lot of people do
you know,
that.
He's down to earth. He's down to earth.
Dude, don't even hit me back.
You know, they be wiggling. I want to say give a shout out to on real time.
Oh. Who's
that? Shout out to Michael Myers, man. Shout out to Michael Myers, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey. On real time, and we've been watching me and my kids and whatnot. Wife, we've been watching like every day. Do Halloween 2, 1. Well, actually, we can't find 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, well, that's the only one I ain't really sat down with them and watched, man. Because I'm cool on that, John. That, you know, I like the more the real one, to the face, the Rob Zombies.
Oh,
you know. Then I like Rob Zombie, the new one, 1 and 2 he did when he just took it to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? I like that hard shit, like real heavy. You smell me?
Me and my wife got in an argument. She kind of got upset with me because she said all she wants to do, she loves Halloween, right? All she wants to do is watch every single Halloween. And I'm like, that stuff is not even scary to me. Come on, let's watch something scary. So last night I got her to sit down and we watched The Grudge, the original one. Now that shit was scary. The Grudge That Michael Myers shit. Oh, there's here. Uh oh.
Got something for that.
Damn, the Halloween is taking over the station today. Everybody's gonna dress up like Ricky Minna tonight.
We'll fly.
Hey, that would be what do you think, how do you think Krayshawn feels that about all these girls that want to dress up to be her? I mean, isn't that like the ultimate compliment if everybody wants to be you on Halloween?
But you know what's crazy is they look like this, like it's like everybody, like if people who don't know, they'd be like, why is everybody dressing up like nerds? No, they're not dressing up like nerds. They're dressing up like
Krayshawn.
It's okay if you don't know. You're part of the 1% that don't know.
Yeah, see, the 1% don't know about that kind of stuff. 99% know, because they 99% is with us.
I'm not gonna say that because some of my best friends are part of 1%.
Right. Yeah, your boss.
Hella people.
They couldn't dress like Ricky Minna unless they were part of that
research on that 1%, bro, because that's going to expose a whole bunch of people, you know what I'm saying?
Sure is.
Speaking of people who just got people who just got caught up exposing themselves. Well, I can't say that because he really didn't expose himself, but everybody is on his line, Mr.
This economy is on life support. That's why my 999 plan is a bold solution. It starts with throw out the current tax code and pass the.
I'm not gonna say his shit, but basically they on his line right now. Herman Cain, they on his line. There's two people. They said two people in the 90s, two females. Put some sexual harassment stuff on him, and they cashed out for it to go away, but he's saying he ain't had nothing to do with it, and it was trumped-up charges, and the media is coming at him because they don't got nothing else they can come at him. So, but, you know, with the PSA he did with his campaign manager smoking at the end, he been getting a lot of flack for that. And so he had to apologize and say that it's not good to smoke. And basically, he buck dancing like everybody knew he would. So it is what it is on that. But I wanted to just make sure I got that little part, that Herman Cain part, because you know I hate when in your mind you be like I would never root for Herman Cain because I'm a Democrat. But at the same time, I'd be like, well, I hope he do better than they ask at the end of the day.
Right,
shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think I'm thinking when it comes to the end of the day, I don't think Republicans can win the presidential race next year. I mean, the economy's so fucked up. Barack is still working hard. So do you think they'll just throw in the towel and say, okay, Barack against Herman Cain, two black guys running for president against each other? Wow.
No, once they start throwing out little stuff like that, sexual harassment suits.
Yeah,
for real. And then they just, Fox News was just talking about Newt Gingrich, who was at like 7%, is making a surge. Just like, you know, they'd rather not have, even though I had no problem with Mormons, me personally, I don't have no problem with Mormons because I went to school in Utah, the whole get down, but they really don't want Mitt Romney to be president because he is a Mormon. They don't want to say that. They don't want to act like they're biased, you know. What's up, Pry? You Mormon?
Well, my family is, you know what I mean. But shit, I ain't been to church since I was like, 12 or whatever.
But you know what?
I thought they didn't have black Mormons.
What's up?
I thought they didn't have black Mormons. Is that a myth?
Why are you assuming that he's black? First of all, you're assuming that he's black, and that's very ignorant of you, Mr. Camacho.
I'm sorry. I mean, he's calling so good the radio, man, and most of our listeners are of the ethnic race. And I'm just wondering, okay, not calling you black, but are there black Mormons in Utah?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, the religion used to, they didn't let black members hold the priesthood like a while back in the day. But they've changed all those rules. There's all kinds of black Mormons that hold the priesthood and that are, they're not any of the apostles right now or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there is opportunity for that. You know, there are black leaders in the church.
What do you think about Mitt Romney? Do you like him? Or do you know about him?
I like Obama, man.
Hello. Hey, have you ever heard the Mormon rap? Have you ever heard the Mormon rap? I know you have.
What is it?
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that on the YouTube. Yeah, I've seen that.
Man, please, if you can get a copy of that, I want Camacho to hear that. They got a real rap song. It's called Mormon Rap. Do the Mormon rap on everything. Imagine hearing this when you were going to school. I was hearing this shit when I was out there. I was like, what the hell? They got a Mormon rap. And it was really playing
It'll be loaded up next week.
Oh, man, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. One thing I do respect about Mormons is they when they go on their missions, like, you can't help but see them on their bicycles, whether it's hot or cold and shit. They do devote 2 years of their life, you know what I'm saying, to serving the LDS. So I give them props to that, you know what I'm saying. But one thing that I would have a serious problem with, and that's what is that I know for a fact, well, I don't know, but they may not, they don't believe that there's...
They don't believe in Halloween.
They don't believe in the Halloween.
That's the whole witnesses, man. Could Jehovah's Witness ever be the president? That's my next question. Could Jehovah's Witness ever be a president?
Hell yeah, because they're going to be at the doors, man, every morning, Saturday morning, knocking on your door saying that you need to get your ass up and vote. You already know it's work ethic, man. Now, one thing about Mormons, they got better work ethic than Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and Muslims in the nation. Like they get up and they be about it. They don't be sleep and they be knocking on them doors about their fellowships. You know that's what. I'm sure, man. Shout out to my man Big J, man.
I work with him. He's a Jehovah's Witness, and this fool. He hella big, and every time I see him on a Sunday, he got his hat on, and he out there talking to people. And, you know, the Jehovah's Witness is putting work.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. That's why I got to get it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, even if you're not a Jehovah's Witness and you just have the house, you got to put in work to get out of their sight because you don't want them to see you. You just gotta dive under the window.
They keep knocking till you open up.
They're just on it, bro. They got like
extra goggles now. Wow. But don't let them, but you know, if they get a hold to a specific political party and really go to bat for them, man, you that's the army you want. Mitt Romney with the Mormons, because I know they're going to be behind him 100%. I got to believe that. Either one of them, because it's
at the house.
Yeah, so you know if they do end up getting, but Herman Cain he ain't out of there, man. You know they already done told him. It's an old white dude that's early in the morning on Channel 3. He did his show. He made him apologize the whole smoking thing, the whole thing. Like he looked like he was scared. Like you know like somebody was really giving him a chastisement. Like so I can't see him getting recovering from that. We got to find that, too, because I want you to play that, too, next week, Camacho.
All right, we got it. Herman Cain shitting on himself.
Hey, so we just had somebody come in.
I'll be calling you again. I am only reaching out to Fantaz representatives today.
Who the hell is that?
What is that?
I don't know. Somebody was talking 206, so maybe. I want to see what as soon as they get. They sound like they was upset, so I'll make sure when I bring them in, they're gonna be calm. Hold on.
All right.
206. Who is this? Oh, he just dropped off. Sound like he was Phantasm. Maybe he was mad at my horror selections because I was picking some different horror stuff for him. But hey, Minnie, you a 49er fan? Cause you know Camacho ain't gonna get no 49ers no props, man. Ain't gonna come out of his mouth.
And you know, I let me tell you this, because I'm not a 49er fan. I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan. I give it up to Jim Harbaugh, man. Anytime you throw a pass, you send number 74 out on an out route. That's love from the coach. I love coaching like that, and that's a L. Davis protege. So. Shout out to Jim Harbaugh, man. Fucking nice.
Is that like some underhanded? Was that some underhanded like kind of give them props type shit right there?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I mean, come on, man.
Hey, you was on the show 2 weeks ago, man. 2-3 weeks ago, whatever. When I put money on the 49ers losing this year, so it's monetarily for me.
I feel you, but it is what it is. You gotta have faith sometimes. Sometimes you gotta have
Jim Harbaugh. I love Jim Harbaugh, man. He's off the hook. I like him as a coach.
So hey, so Ricky, you still there?
Yeah.
What can we look for in the future? What do you got coming up?
Man, just this album dropping, like I said, Ricky Mena dropping 12, 1, 11. All the stuff that you heard today mostly was from my last album, Momentum, which is still new, came out on Valentine's Day, you know what I mean? I just worked that quick. But you could just go to rickymena.com, RickyMena.com, and then it'll tell you how to pre-order the Ricky Mena CD,
or, you know, buy the Momentum CD. And I do everything through PayPal. It's easy, it's safe, it's good for both parties. You know what I'm saying? real talk. But, you know, I push that shit. I'm at the post office every day. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow, so you are getting a lot of pre-orders on that joint?
Oh, I just paid. I wasn't even playing around when I said I was in Frisco. I'm already damn near almost back to Pittsburgh now, but I was in Frisco, you know, the pre-orders, and because people don't really press CDs up no more. You know what I'm saying? It's more digital and iTunes and Amazon, and I'm on all that too. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, I feel like you got to do it all. You know what I'm saying? But I got so many fans, like, that really just want the physical copy. So basically, that's an option to my followers and fans and supporters or whatever. So basically, the pre-orders, man, it almost paid for itself. And, you know, ordering a couple thousand CDs, that's a good look. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of pre-orders. I got a lot of work to do in a couple in 2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you working with like Rasputins and stuff like that? Are they putting you in the store?
Yeah, I've been good with these. I've been good with like the Rasputins and the Rock Bottoms, and you know, I used to be good. You know, before the whole internet game went crazy and went digital, I was in Sam Goody. You know what I mean? I was in.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the little. Whatever record store like holds CDs, I'm in there. Your mom and pop shop, I'm in there. Liquor store, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? You can find me in
liquor stores. Wow! Shout out to my man TJ the Raider, man, at Rasputins. He's holding it down out there in Berkeley. And
Berkeley's the one. Yeah, you go to Berkeley. Any artist out there, you go to Berkeley. You know what I'm saying? Talk to Ballard. You feel me?
I'm still waiting on this. This double. What's that called on Meezy? What's your album called? Your EP? Is that what's that talking?
Duality, that's what it is, man. I got so many songs. I'm it might turn into a damn album, but you know, I'm the CEO, so I'm gonna make the decision. But I ain't no rush. I got time. I just shot the video, so I'm waiting for that to get cut up. I'm gonna shoot a couple more. So you know, just like Ricky, man. When you're the CEO, man, you gotta plot and plan. You don't just be cavalier. My father taught me not to be cavalier. And I'd be like, Daddy, what that mean? He just started throwing his hands and he said, when you just do shit, you don't just want to just do shit just to be doing it. You know, everything gotta make sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's my spiel. Go ahead.
My first two albums, you know what I'm saying? I'm 28 years old now. And my first two albums, you know what I'm saying? I was so excited. I recorded the albums, you know what I mean? And they were done. I got them mastered, got it all pressed up, and I didn't even give myself time to promote. I just put it out. And then I found myself trying to catch up with the money I spent to get it out. And a good plan will pay for itself before it comes out, which is what happened this time. You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, I can't stress that enough to you know what I mean? That's why even the big labels.
You should always at least, at the very least, on your list be planning on making your money back. Whatever money I invest, as long as I get my money, that's like if somebody throw a show, a concert, and you know what I'm saying, and they pay, you know, whatever certain amount for a show, at least at the end of the day, if they can say, man, at least I made my money back. You know what I'm saying? That makes you feel a little bit better, because everything else after that is profit. Then you're having fun with it.
Exactly.
Right.
And now, based on, like, what I'm finding, you know, the game's done changed, and it's constantly changing. It is constantly changing as far as, like, for an independent artist, you know, who's doing everything. Like you said, you're the CEO of your own. You are, like, as an artist, whether you're a rapper or a singer, you are a moving business. You're a moving business. You're a mobile business, you know, and you have to keep every avenue open. So, you know, you got to look at it like, with each project, you gotta set up shows. I mean, shows are pretty much the solid way to get dough. If you're in there and you can get dough, you know, whether it be, I mean, it ain't gotta be a lot of dough. You start little and you go big. You know what I'm saying? Like when I started performing, I did 52 shows last year alone. And when I started, it was like $100 a show, in these little, you know, small spots. And then, you know, club owners started finding out about the cool crowd that my music brought. No fights, and you know, it was a cool crowd. Like a lot of females, you know, and so they like it and they like the music. So then I started working my way up to, you know, 500 a show and headlining, or 800 a show. And every now and then, like, you break a G. You know what I'm saying? If the turnout
is good. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's just like a, it's like a, something that doesn't happen overnight at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think people get misconstrued because when we hear about people blowing up and we didn't hear about them, like, you know, like I only heard of Drake only like for like a little bit before. I'm sure a lot of people in the world, in the music world, heard about him before me, but I'm saying, like, as far as me living in the Bay Area, I only heard of Drake right before he came out, when he came out with that that mixtape joint, The Best You Ever Had.
Right.
And then boom, right. he's just famous, and people think that's some overnight shit, but really, like, you don't know, like, he probably was writing music and doing music, like, forever, you know what I'm saying, besides the Degrassi shit, and that goes with anybody, so, I mean, like Tech N9ne, perfect example. I was just talking to my boy about it last night. He's been on for a minute as far as the underground independent thing, and now, man, Tech N9ne is on everything right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that dude is on everything right now. He's on Shade 45. He's on Travis Barker. Like, he's on everybody's shit. And look how long
shout
he
out Strange
is.
Music.
Yeah, yep. Shout out to them, man. So, and they was talking about the merch game. I was listening to them on Shade 45, and they was talking about the merchandise game, and you know, me, you talked about that for a little while before,
yeah.
And that's huge. Ricky Mena, are you selling shirts and shit like that at your shows?
I am. I have merchandise, and it's basically my shirt. What's cool about my website is RickyMena.com, and like my followers like hella support me. So I just keep it real. I'm just a regular dude who has a talent who just wants to take it to where it could go. Like, I don't leave anything up in the air. Oh, what if? I do it. I really put in my max, and whatever happens. I just put in my max. I try my best because that's the best I could do. You know what I'm saying?
And if you keep, you know what, Rickman, not to cut you off, but if you keep up the good work and don't listen to nobody that may say anything, and you keep motivating and keep moving, you too will be a part of the 1%.
It only takes $350,000.
Everybody be wearing a RickyMena.com shirt, and I'm gonna have it say 1% on the back.
That's right.
It said I made it through to the 1%. That's the whole thing. That's big right there. I made it through. That's what I'm gonna use on my song too. I made it through to the 1%. Hello.
We gonna make them shirts. We gonna make them shirts and give them out on April 15th. I made it to the 1%.
I made it to the 1%.
Thanks, man.
That's what's gonna happen when you finally when you make it to the 1%, that's how you gonna go crazy when you see when that Gouda come through, you're gonna be like,
hey, you must have got that from my bedroom last night.
Hey, you know what I heard? You know what I heard this morning? It was funny. This lady, some lady's gonna try to live life on food stamps, right? And she said, so some white lady that got hella money, right? She's like, I'm gonna live my life on food stamps. So I'm gonna see what it's like to live on $4 a day. Believe me, lady.
No.
Let me tell you this right now. If you're gonna live your life on food stamps, live your life from the 1st to the 31st. And the 1st to the 15th, you're going to have barbecues. You're going to have hella food. And towards the end of the month, that's when you start living $4 a day.
That's grimy. That's when you're on the top.
Yeah,
that's
not enough. but she would be exaggerating because most, I mean, a lot of people on food stamps but getting way more than that. So
that's what I'm saying,
that don't make no sense because, you know, what, 31, let's say 31 days times $4 a day, that's only $74. So she tripping.
Yeah,
most of them get like
$300, $400, $500
buying steaks.
She's
this
probably,
year. I mean, come
she's
on.
The 1% that don't know. She's in the
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, you're ill-informed.
All I got to say is I was raised on the ghetto French dip. The sandwich with the top ramen.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, definitely. That's it, boy. I mean, you go in there, you can tell when people got their stamps. They like, ooh, I want pineapple on my pizza tonight. They buy everything. go in the Winco on the 1st and see who is out there with the three buggies of full of groceries, and then go with that. You know, you ain't no $4 a day.
I just want to give a shout out to Lil C for the Hot and Ready's for $5.
Yeah.
That's
the $5 pizzas.
Man. $5, you can't beat it.
Hey, what about
Ricky,
what about
Mena,
this?
Man. Yeah. Hold on, let me
go ahead,
Omiza.
No, go ahead, no.
So I was just going to wrap it up, man, because I know we're coming to the end, and I was just going to say, Ricky Mena, man, go to RickyMena.com. Thanks for calling, bro. I'm glad we got a chance to get this, and I want that intro. Definitely. I want that
okay.
I want that Soul Kitchen Radio intro. You got to include me. You got to include Omizi
okay.
And Misa
okay.
and Brian if you find some time. So is Mike still on the phone?
No.
Yeah, so.
Mike, you there?
Is Mike still on there,
so.
The
781? No, he did.
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, we definitely want that intro. We're going to play that all the time,
okay.
Man.
For sure, I'm going to get on that tonight.
Appreciate
all
you,
good.
Man. Appreciate you coming out, man. It's all good. Ricky Mena, man. Y'all get a dose of that boy. Follow him on Twitter,
Dominic.
Facebook, the whole shit.
Man, Omizi did. Yeah, definitely.
Huh?
You know, did Alita send you a copy of our November schedule? We got Bun B coming up. We got a whole bunch of JB's coming up next week. JB's going to be on there. Hit him hard. Definitely, you'll be on the show next week.
I was just with him earlier today. He didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, so, you know, he must, I don't know what they're thinking, man. They don't know that you hosting the show, because I sure didn't get the E40 drop yet.
I guess not.
Hey, come on, Joe.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
Camacho. Hey, it's Prime.
Yeah.
Hey, did you
What's
get
up,
that
man?
Music?
Which one? Oh,
did
Prodigy.
You get...
That's
yeah, did you get...
Yeah. Hold on. All right,
sure.
I'm looking. Yeah, definitely, man. Hold on. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not. I'm in the field today, so I don't see who's calling. Yeah, I got it right here, the one with Mr. Fab.
Yeah, and I sent you that bully one, too.
Okay. I don't know if you guys... Can you guys hear this? You guys probably can't hear it, huh?
What?
No, you guys don't hear it. You guys can't hear it. Not on my phone.
No, I ain't hearing nothing.
Yeah, Young Prod, and then This Life Ain't For Me. And what else was there? Man, Prodigy, you're doing it real big, man. We're going to bring you back and do a whole show with you again because we like what you're doing. Man, and shout out to you for hooking up them casting directors on Twitter and stuff. You know, for shouting out to me when I went out there on Twitter and said something. That was you, right?
For sure, thanks, Doc.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sure you got the right person right, not like last week when you was talking about Genuine and shit.
And Nelly, that was funny. That was a good one.
That's crazy.
That was a good show. That was a good one. Ricky
Rush.
Right.
Shout out to him. All right, that's crazy that 307,000 though, right?
Man, that's wild. I'll be there next year hopefully.
That changes
the
game.
I won't be driving that big white van no more, but I'll be there.
But I might be a couple, like collectively, you know, if you think about it collectively, if you include how much your house worth and all that shit, you might be part of the 1% if you really, unless they just talk about money that you got in the bank.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's crazy, man. 1%, we could all be there. I would say strive for it. Like that dude was like, we're not getting those tax breaks. I'm like, dude, turn it into a business. Get the tax break. Oh, well, I do it for the love.
Man, come on, man.
And shout out to Occupy Oakland, though, man. I really think from being down there today, I think everybody out there, they don't know what they're really trying to do. You know, I'm
still trying to do. You had the one dude that said banking fees. You had the other dude that said he meeting all kind of people. You had the other dude, he came with a whole jumble. He had a whole gumbo pot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. So until I figure it out,
There's a cafe right next to Occupy Oakland. I went in and I talked to the manager. That's when we was doing the Ricky Mena songs. So I didn't get a chance to interview him. But he was saying that he's going through 200 cups a day. He said he's all for Occupy Oakland. He's all for what their movement is. But they're fucking up his business because they're peeing on the floor. They're peeing like out in front of his store at night. It's right downtown Plaza. They're going into his bathroom and fucking up his bathroom. They don't buy shit, and they keep coming in and taking his cups for water. He said he goes through 200 cups a day, you know.
Wow.
And he's trying to support them, but they're kind of fucking him at the same time. So, you know.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I didn't get a chance to interview that guy, but it's all good, man. Soul Kitchen Radio next week. Omizi, thanks for doing what you do, man.
Oh, man, it's good, man. Shit, let's do it again.
Well, hit that O, and we out. Shout out to Ricky Mena. Shout out to Prodigy.
Yeah.
So crazy. Soul Kitchen Radio.